For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. Lawyers representing a Missouri man set to be executed next week are asking for the courts to intervene. As Chris McDaniel reports, his lawyers hope new revelations about the execution drug will sway the judge.
There are possible investigations into the state's new execution method by numerous agencies. State Auditor, the General Assembly, two state boards of pharmacy, the Food and Drug Administration, and the U.S. Attorney's Office. We've reported that the state has been buying its execution drug from a pharmacy not licensed in Missouri. Cheryl Pilot, who is representing inmate Herbert Smalls, says the drug is being improperly stored at room temperature.
The only way you can keep a compounded drug safely for as long as they're keeping it is if it's frozen. We don't know what that drug is at this point.
The Missouri Attorney General's office has previously argued that the drug is legal and effective. I'm Chris McDaniel.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is asking the state's Republican-led legislature to bar discrimination based on sexual orientation. But the measure's chances of passing are unclear. Some Republicans expressed caution Wednesday and criticized Nixon for championing the proposal while ignoring other policy initiatives. Current state law prohibits discrimination in employment based on race, color, religion, national origin, ancestry, sex, and disability. Many Democrats applauded Nixon for including the proposal among his priorities outlined in the State of the State address Tuesday night. Legislation to bar discrimination based on sexual orientation passed the Senate on the last day of session last year, but never received a House vote. At least one House member, Ann Zare of St. Charles, said she was glad Nixon pushed for the measure in his speech. Testimony was heard Wednesday on five bills that would revamp Missouri's student transfer law. Marshall Griffin has details.
The five bills are identical. Each one would require school districts to adopt policies on class size and student-teacher ratios, which would be taken into account before students could transfer from a failing district to an accredited one. They would also require schools in failed districts to be accredited individually by building instead of stripping accreditation from all schools in a single district. GOP Senator Eric Schmidt of St. Louis County sponsors one of the five bills.
There are some ideas that aren't in this bill that may ultimately happen, but we wanted to at least get the conversation going.
The five versions are expected to eventually be combined into one once the bill's content is settled on. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri lawmakers could have to cut about $370 million from Governor Jay Nixon's budget if they don't want to go along with his financial assumptions. Republican legislative leaders were still fuming Wednesday about Nixon's budget proposal a day after he outlined it as part of his State of the State address. During a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing, Chairman Kurt Schaefer told the Democratic governor's budget director that Nixon's plan, quote, is an absolute political fiction. Nixon's budget assumes stronger revenue growth than Republican lawmakers believe will occur. It also assumes lawmakers will generate new revenues or cost savings by expanding Medicaid eligibility, offering amnesty to overdue taxpayers, and tweaking various revenue collection laws. If lawmakers reject those things, they would have to trim about $370 million of spending from Nixon's budget. Five identical bills that would each revamp Missouri's student transfer law were examined Wednesday by a state Senate committee. Each bill would require class size and student-teacher ratios to be taken into account before a student could transfer from an unaccredited district to an accredited one. It would also require individual school buildings in failing districts to be accredited separately, instead of every school in the district being stripped of accreditation. Democratic Senator Scott Sifton of St. Louis County sponsors one of the five bills.
Philosophically, what a lot of the provisions of this bill are geared to do is, frankly, concentrate dollars in the classroom to the greatest extent possible vis-a-vis transportation costs. There will need to be transportation costs, but the more we can do to keep our scarce resources focused on education, the better.
The other bill sponsors come from both political parties. Their provisions would also allow unaccredited districts to lengthen school days, school terms, and hours of instruction. One single bill is expected to be adopted once negotiations over its content are complete. A key Missouri senator is raising concerns about Governor Jay Nixon's plan to issue $198 million of bonds for new mental hospital facilities. Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Kurt Schaefer on Wednesday called the bonding plan extremely troublesome because it wouldn't go to a vote of the people. Nixon wants to issue the bonds through a state development board and pay them off through annual legislative appropriations. He's proposing to set aside $14 million this year and an additional $14 million in the 2015 budget for the initial bond payments. The money would go for new maximum and intermediate security facilities at the Fulton State Hospital. The current budget already includes $13 million to design the facilities, but officials haven't agreed on how to pay for the construction. Three members of the Ashland Board of Aldermen have resigned a week after efforts to impeach another board member were dropped. The three board members who resigned Tuesday all supported the impeachment of Alderman Jeff Anderson. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports board members David Thomas, John Hills, and Carl Long all resigned. None of them specifically mentioned the impeachment controversy in their letters. Supporters of the impeachment claimed Anderson disrupted public meetings, interfered in a bid process, and used city staff for an unauthorized investigation of the town's former police chief. Anderson denied the allegations, and after months of controversy, the board voted last week to stop the impeachment process. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is proposing $20 million to pay natural disaster costs, mostly stemming from the deadly Joplin tornado. State government expects to spend $15 million this year, stemming from the May 2011 tornado in Joplin that killed 161 people. Nixon's budget director says the state has received a bill from the federal government for almost $9 million. Other costs are for rebuilding projects throughout Joplin. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.